From Spark and Anvil and Cityforge, this is Lane, in Chapter 1 of the Cityforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Lane was a small rabbit tween in a soft yellow safety vest with a chalk spool clipped to her belt. Her fur was cream and gray, her eyes quick, always scanning. She loved marking out spaces for people, a quiet, focused energy in her small frame. Her signature feature was the chalk spool itself. It was a small wooden cylinder wound tight with a vibrant stripe of sidewalk chalk, a miniature rainbow ready to unroll. When Lane visited a street, she didn't just walk. She saw possibilities. She unrolled chalk stripes, turning gray asphalt into a canvas of purpose. Yellow lines became bike lanes, safe passages for cyclists. Wide blue swaths marked out areas for cafe tables or bustling market stalls. Sometimes she drew cheerful squares, transforming a forgotten patch of pavement into a kid play area. She was reclaiming the street, one colorful line at a time. It was her way of making car-dominated spaces useful for everyone. Lane understood something fundamental about streets. They weren't just for cars. They were rooms. Big, open rooms between buildings, where neighbors could meet, kids could play, and people could walk, bike, or wait for the bus. Cars were guests in these rooms, useful for some trips, but never the sole owners. She never saw cars as villains. That was important. A delivery van rumbling past her new yellow bike lane didn't make her angry. It was just a guest, passing through. Lane's work was about balance. It was about showing that walking, biking, transit, sitting, playing, and even selling goods were also legitimate uses of a street. "The street is the room," she'd often say, "and many people share it." Lane taught the simple truths of walkability. Streets serve multiple uses. They weren't just roads for vehicles. They were places for walking, biking, transit, sitting, and doing business. Sidewalk width matters. A wide sidewalk felt welcoming, inviting people to linger. A narrow one pushed them aside, prioritizing cars. Pedestrian crossings and signals. People needed frequent, visible places to cross the street safely. Bike lanes, protected ideally. Bicycles were legitimate transportation, and riders deserved safe, separate paths. Slow streets in residential areas. A 20-mile-per-hour speed limit meant kids could play safely, and neighbors could chat without shouting. Cafe tables and benches on sidewalks. These turned a thoroughfare into a social space, a place to pause and connect. Lane had grown up in a small, quiet village. Her family had been the village's pathkeepers for generations. They were the rabbits who maintained the winding pedestrian paths, keeping them clear and welcoming. Their work was always about people paths, never about the wider cart paths. By the time Lane was 6, she understood that streets worked best when designed for the people who use them most. She arrived at Cityforge when she was 22. Plum, the formidable leader, had looked her over with sharp, assessing eyes. "What is walkability?" Plum had asked, her voice like grinding gears. Lane hadn't hesitated. Streets are rooms, cars are guests. Many users share the street. Sidewalks wide, bike lanes protected. Crossings frequent, slow speeds where people walk. Plum had simply nodded, a slow, deliberate movement. "You are appointed." Lane still thought about that day. Sometimes when a street felt particularly broken, she'd repeat her own words. "It is not hard," she'd whisper to herself, unspooling another line of chalk. "It is streets for all users, cars as guests."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Lane. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.